Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Now, DBS is working with two homegrown technology startups, Oddle and Firstcom, to offer a suite of digital solutions to support the F&B services industry. DBS's F&B Digital Relief Package is designed to help F&B businesses go digital and tap into new income streams to cope with today's challenges of lower footfall and tightened safe distancing measures.
Well, the package is supported by the Infocom Media Development Authority at Enterprise Singapore. To tell us more, Joyce T, head of SME Banking at DBS. Well, Joyce, explain the ramifications of the most pressing issues F&B outlets are facing right now.
So Maiteen and I have many conversations with F&B clients and industry group to understand their immediate challenges. We realize that the industry is grabbing with fewer dine-in patrons due to the stricter safe distancing measure implemented by the authority as a result of the COVID-19 situation. This has led to a steep fall in the revenue, in some instances up to 60% to 70%. As a result, we know F&B are really facing a much tighter cash flow situation today.
So this new initiative, helping F&B outlets out from DBS to create these new income streams, what are the outlets, though, that already have online but are affected nonetheless? So you're actually helping F&B outlets that don't have sort of an online presence right now, is that right?
Yes. Yes, but even for, later I can also explain, even for those who have online capability, we also can help under this new measure that we put in, right? So people still need to eat. They still need to heading out to eat.
Very
and
true.
It's something that we like to do socially too, right? Even as a family for bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of people changing their eating habits from dining out to dining in, we are helping F&B outlet to capture this growing pool of online customer and create new income stream fast to overcome these cash flow challenges.
Mm.
Furthermore, we anticipate that consumer behavior will be changing permanently as a result of COVID-19. Previously, web-shy consumers are now pushed to embrace online food order and doorstep delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we are tapping into our digital capability as the world's best digital bank to empower our F&B clients to transform their business and keep pace with these changes.
Okay, yeah. Joyce, I'm just curious, how is this F&B sector identified to be helped?
Yeah, so we also have our existing customer. Okay, so from there, we also know who are the people that need help because, we are always engaging them. But we also go to a trade association and actually, get them to tell us which are the members that also need help. But at the same time, because we have different kind of engagement publicly, so we also get a lot of people inquire to what are the things that they need help from, and then we're always on the ground to figure out what is the challenges are.
So tell us how it all works. So let's say we're talking about an F&B outlet that has zero online presence. So enter DBS along with Oddle and Firstcom, and you guys do what though?
So basically, we are able to work with them with the fintechs that we have identified. In this case, the two fintechs that we have identified, Firstcom and Oodle. Basically, we are able to get them to also get help on digital marketing. So just going online is not good enough.
Yeah.
You need to
a
also
lot of
get
noise
the digital
online.
Marketing.
Yes.
You need to get the digital marketing to work for them to make sure that they get the right customer, right? Consumer can find them. At the same time, because of our partnership, we are also able to avail to our own consumer base in DBS Bank. And that is very important for all these eateries, right? To able have to get themselves be available and be known and be seen by our own customer too. Yeah. In addition, right, because we partner the Singapore government, IMDA and ESG that is coming on board, we are able to help them to actually get better pricing in terms of their services that they're offering to the customer today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joyce, maybe you can tell us what outlets are already online but affected nonetheless. How are you helping them?
So, like just
also digital marketing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, mm-hmm. Digital marketing, and we are able to give them a better cost-effective kind of pricing so that they're able to preserve somewhat their profit margin, right, today. Because if they otherwise go to the current online kind of services, easily they're charged between 30% to 35%,
right,
on every order they make to a customer. Yeah.
How were Oddle and Firstcom identified to help in the first place?
Yeah. DBS believe in a whole ecosystem kind of thinking, and we believe in our community that we work with. So because of that, we also work with government partners and technology startups to help businesses that are affected by COVID-19. So in this case, we actually, this two names was identified after we speak to people like IMDA and also industry players to know who already are on this platform. So we have an extensive discussion with them, and to also tell them our objective is to help our F&B customer, and that we all come together to make sure it's cost effective for our customers. So they were chosen because the ability to go to the market timely. So usually this kind of thing, you need about some of them 3 to 6 months to get themselves implemented in their menu. But in this case, we are able to offer them in less than 5 working days to get them online.
That is really quick.
Yeah.
What about some other initiatives in place to help DBS's business clients, maybe via loans or maybe interest rate cuts, Joyce?
Yeah. So we have already announced our principal moratorium for 6 months for all the term loan customers. And then we also have also go to the market and told them that we will extend their trade bills for 60 days, part of the COVID-19 relief measure. On top of that, we have launched this DBS digital business loan, which is up to $50,000 with no financial statement required, and disbursement can be within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joyce, what are your thoughts on the government's massive relief package announced yesterday? I mean, everybody was really happy. It widely surpassed analysts' expectations. I mean, do you think it'll be enough for Singapore?
I really think that it was a very unprecedented and very bold measure that our DPM Heng has actually announced. As like he said, we are facing a mighty storm. At DBS SME Banking, our focus is not only on helping DBS tide through this current situation, but to really position them, right, to emerge more competitively from this mighty storm. So SME are a key engine of Singapore economy, and we are very heartened by the unprecedented forward-looking measure in this resilience budget that was announced yesterday. So DBS will work very closely with the authority to administer all relevant programs, and most importantly, to able to bring to the market a quick turnaround time and make sure that the cash and the working capital is made available to them as soon as possible. So we should be able to start on 1st April, as what the government said, to quickly give it out to the affected business. Okay. So because cash flow is the lifeblood of SME, and DBS will do whatever we can to support SME with this working capital needs, be it trade financing or even just doing interest servicing on their loans.
Yeah, and DBS has always been very supportive of, say, like the National SME Go Digital Program. That's why you've also come up with this F&B Digital Relief Package.
Yes.
Talk to us, though, on a personal note, Joyce. How are you staying positive, keeping your staff's morale up?
For my team and myself here in DBS, we are taking the current situation with much stride here, right? We have adapted quickly to our new work arrangement under our new BCP arrangement, which includes split operation arrangement, working from home. We are continuing to be supportive and understanding of each other's needs during this time. Interestingly, I think people have become more considerate. Actually, I think we will appreciate each other even more, right? Because now you know that, you know, how good it is to have the bonding time with one another, able to see one another. So we are actually kinder to each other in this time of a collective need that we have, right? That's the kind of positivity that we should carry out throughout this period. I think you bring the best out of each other, actually.
That's very heartening to hear, Joyce.
Yeah.
Joyce T, Head of SME Banking at DBS. Joyce, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.